you know, a good growing up things going through these tournaments, young players coming in. We'll see how they do. So Sandpoint with the ball here as we're just underway and still a 0-0 ball game. Enana now with the steal goes back the other way for Sandpoint. The starters are Nicole Gunderson, and she's the only senior. And there's the run out by Sandpoint off the turnover. And the basket's good for Alexia Holmberg of Sandpoint. So they get the first bucket of the ball game. Now, the Lady Lynx from Nenana were the runners-up at 2A state tournament last year, and here they tie it up quickly with Melissa Nikolai, also a senior, for them. They've got a couple of senior girls that will play in a junior and a sophomore that all saw a lot of time on their runner-up team last year. For the Sandpoint girls, they're going with Nicole Gunderson, Brittany Gardner, Lila Gunderson, Lindsay Holmberg, and then Alexia Holmberg, who had scored that first bucket for them. A 2-2 ball game here with Sandpoint out with a steal, and that one by Holmberg. Alexia. As down deep in the corner now, the ball in the hands of Lindsay Holmberg, slapped out of her hands by Klinoff. Trimley, one of the kind of their number six player for the Lady Lynx last year. And now in for the Lynx. They have a big team, too, usually. It's a boarding school up there in Nenana. This is Misty Hillary coming in for Nenana. For the Sandpoint girls, Lila Gunderson works it over to the right side. Now coming back to the left to Brittany Gardner. A couple dribbles down into the corner and a foot pass there to Nicole. She'll set a screen up high as Lila will swing it to the right side. Long shot out there by Holmberg. That was Lindsay. Put up a good look. Missed the shot, but here's a rebound put back and good. Brittany Gardner didn't let her eyes lose focus of that basketball. And actually took it away off the floor from the Lady Lynx. So Sandpoint takes another two-point lead here. They led 2-0. Now it's tied up. There's going to be a foul on the Lady Eagles. That foul's going to go to Nicole, and Gunderson picks up her first. She's a solid performer last year at state for these Lady Eagles. As the shot for Nenana rolled around twice, I think, before it rolled in or fell in. And at the line, that's Dorcas Swan. She's one of the newer players, actually, this year. Brand-new player this year, Dorcas Swan. Swan's a brand-new player this year. She didn't play last year. So, and coming from the Deering area? Somewhere up there in Northwest Arctic, maybe. Yeah. So they get players truly from all over the state. Trimley, one of their starters, is from Fort Yukon. And now inside, here's another look by Gardner, and she gets it to go off the backboard. So Sandpoint answering everything here. There's going to be a foul called, and I believe it's going to go against the Lady Eagles. It is. It's going to be on Lila, I think. Or did that second one go on Brittany? Or Nicole, rather, I'm sorry. Yeah. So Nicole, the senior, picks up her second one. And just the girls starting out here with some full court pressure. Good job by Raynell Gardner, the coach there, to say, hey, let's put them on their heels a little bit to start. And they have. As there's a near block shot by Lindsay Holmberg. I think her getting a piece of it was just enough for Caitlin De La Rosa, I think, was the one that hit that one. Now here's a steal by the Lady Lynx. Watch out, back the other way quickly. They got numbers. Holmberg gets there. Got a piece of that one. Got a piece of the wrist, though, too. Tremley will go to the line. So Lindsay Holmberg with the foul, and they'll be shooting two. So Holmberg picks up, Lindsay picks up her first. And she's the sophomore, Holmberg. Alexia is freshman. And at the line, Tremley, one of two. You get rolling here for Nenana. A 7-6 score now. And make it 8-6. Nenana takes their first lead by two on two free throws from Tremor. Oh, here's firing from the outside. 10 points out there with a shot. coming from, oh, we don't have 20. It's going to be, let's see, 22 is, we got numbers, or we don't have the right numbers here. I'm sorry, folks. Yeah, we just don't have their numbers, so, yeah. So, for Sandpoint, the Pearls with a turnover there, back the other way. Nenana almost turns it over on long pass, twice nearly, and then getting it back. Now, the pass inside, the shot good for Nenana. That's going to be Dorcas Swan with that two-pointer. A 10-6 score in favor of the Lady Lynx right now. Here's a shot from the outside. There's Eagles missing on that one. And ahead of the pack, going to be the foul on the shot as the run out, the throw out long for the Lady Lynx to get the two-pointer. And the foul called on the Lady Eagles. And I believe that's AC Buenaventura, I think. And here's Tremley with the putback off the miss there. A little block of a shot there by Lindsey Holmberg. That still gives it out to Nenana. And with 2:44 to go here in the first quarter, it's a 12-6 score, Nenana on top. Sorry, I forgot about the time here. We're just getting back into things here, too. And beautiful day here out on the Parks Highway area, too. And sunny day for the girls to enjoy the winter weather of this area. Not a lot of snow on the ground. And here they come back the other way. There's Buenaventura. Cross court passer picked off by Melissa Nicolai, I believe that was. She can't hit this shot, but there to get it back was Julie Frankson. Frankson doesn't try to put it up. Instead, the kick out pass, the three pointer on the way for Nenana. No. Ball tipped out, taken away there by Britton Gardner. Gardner back the other way, puts it up off the glass. No. And Nenana with the rebound. Gardner with him. She's really, she can put that ball on the floor and get to the hoop. And that one just didn't go. There's a three, though, or a long two. Three-pointer. Yep. And that one from Julie Frankson. So Frankson with the three-pointer makes it 15-6 now. Sandpoint stuck at 6 for a while here. They led 6-4. So it's an 11-0 run right now for Nenana. Here's Holmberg. Lindsey trying to grab that rebound. Taken away there by the Lynx. And back the other way. Tremley gets inside and gets two. Tremley is she's a solid player. She's kind of a rat ball player back in the day there. And played as an eighth grader on the high school team before UConn. And then moved into Nenana sophomore year. And he's done really well there. Going to count the basket. So, Sandpoint coming back and getting two, as that is Chase Carlson, I believe, with the bucket and one coming. Substitution coming in for Nenana. Jessica Peterson checking in. And at the line, a shot there missing, but Tremley, the long rebound, throws it ahead too hard and out of bounds. Sandpoint gets it back. Just over 1 minute to go here first quarter. They're down 17-8 now. They had a good start, took the lead, then answered each bucket by the girls from Nenana, but then Nenana took a two-point lead off free throws there at about the four-minute mark, and then they batted it. So went up 8-6, now 17-8. But Sandpoint with that last bucket, good start to get back into it here. Here's the follow shot by Peterson. Does it get it? Tremble goes high for the rebound. Gets it back inside underneath. Can't get the shot to go. The Lynx can't. And Carlson with the rebound gets it out to Buenaventura. And now to Gardner Brittany. Back to Hastings, I think. a travel call for the Lady Eagles there. 33 seconds to go first quarter. And it's a 17-8 score here in favor of the runners-up last year at 2A, the Nenana Lady Lynx. Nikolai tries the three. Stepping in for the rebound was Brittany Gardner. Gets it out to Buenaventura. Hasty works around the defender. Nice job there. Down the right side, just misses. Didn't get the glass, but off the back iron and back the other way. Lynx have it broken up there as both Carlson and Buenaventura break up the fast break. Brittany comes up with a shot underneath, and that doesn't drop as the buzzer sounds here to end the first quarter. Well, the Lady Eagles starting out nicely, but find themselves down here. 17-8 to Nenana after one quarter play. You're listening to All the Action on KSDP. That's 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. Back in 60 seconds.
High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored by the City of King Cove. Encouraging everyone to cheer for the Rookies and T-Jacks as they close out their season. The City of King Cove is a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint is a proud sponsor of high school basketball and KSDP. Serving the communities of Alaska since 1868, the Alaska Commercial Store offers groceries and other household items. For more details, 383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
Not only that, we're also rebroadcasting the games or simulcasting the games on KAEB-FM, also in Sandpoint, Alaska, 91.9, as well as KSDP. We're going to go back to the tournament with Carl.
Well, thank you, Virgil. It's the Lady Eagles that start the second quarter with the ball. Let's see if they can get off to the start they did in the first quarter. So this ball, I think, got touched, though. Let's see. Pick it up. Went back over the line, and I thought the girl up front touched it, so it could have been maybe okay to have got it, but Sandpoint decided, oh, we'll let it go out of bounds. See, now, on the inbounds play, no one really getting that one started. Nellie Stone, so that's not a good wake-up call to start the second quarter. Stone was like, well, I'm open, and they're not guarding me. I think everybody a little confused there to start this quarter. Remember, good young team here, starting out a couple of 9th and 10th graders out there. The one senior, Nicole Gunderson, has two fouls. She's back out there, though, but that much of the first quarter. As out in the corner now for the Lynx, the three-pointer on the way is good. And it's a three for Jessica Peterson, rather. So Peterson, the senior, picks up one there. There's Gunderson trying to get to that pass, Nicole, but the Lynx end up knocking it away as she knocked it down. Then the Lynx throw it away at the other end. So some turnovers to start the second here. 22-18 with 6:43 to go here in our first half. And the Lady Eagles back in control. Gunderson, Lila, now goes over to Holmberg. And how about that? Lindsay Holmberg, the sophomore, pops it in. And that's a three, folks. That was put just back of the line. Boy, not a lot of arch on it, but it just zeroed in. Dynamite shot for Holmberg there. And then she gets a nice block on this try. Hit the backboard and then goes out of bounds. She came out with both hands up. So, Lindsay, good job to not only hit the shot on the offensive end, come back and play some good defense. And Sandpoint doubled up here at 22-11, but in good series of events right there. Here comes Nikolai back the other way. Stolen back away by the Eagles. Now stolen back by the Lynx. Then coming down with it this time, Gunderson. Lila Gunderson had it. Then it got stolen away. She gets it back, and here come the Lady Eagles. Lila over to Brittany. Back to Lila. Underneath she finds Brittany Gardner under there. And Gardner's shot just comes up short, and the Lynx back in action at their offensive end. Oh, nice interior pass there. Nowhere to go for Stoya. And is it Stoya anymore? I thought. They're calling a foul on the Lynx, and that is on 15, which is, we're going to find out that number, too. That's another one. Oh, maybe Soma Standifer. They have a lot of kids on the team. There's Holmberg trying it again. Boy, she's got a nice release there, but shot. She zeros in. This, not a lot of arch on it and didn't go. Holmberg blocks another shot, though. She hustles back, gets a hand on that one, breaks up the two-on-one. Good hustle by Lindsay. And the ball on the floor, picked up there by the Lynx, and overthrown as she tries to kick it out of traffic there. That was the girl that just had scored, Standifer, or had tried to score. So a 22-11 score right now. Here at Susitna Valley High School, just at the junction going down to Talkeetna, about 100 miles out of Anchorage. There's Holmberg following the shot, puts it in off the glass. Lindsay with another one. So she's got 7 in the game now of the 13 points, and it's a 22-13 game. Good job, girls, here. Here's Stone getting free down there. Nellie Stone puts in the two. And they can't let that happen. Brittany Gardner hustles it up court. Off the glass and the rim and out into the hands of the Lynx. Gardner really pushes the tempo there. She does a good job with that basketball. As nice save there by Standifer. It's going to be a held ball, and it will belong to Nenana. First possession in this quarter belonging to the Lady Lynx. The Lady Eagles. Now the Lynx get it back on this one. Move inside there, Brittany. Or Nicole Gunnarsson with help from Brittany. Miss a shot. They get it right back. They go right into Stone again, and Holmberg, Lindsay, pulls down the rebound off of that mess. Back to Brittany Gardner. Off the glass and in. Gardner again. Nice left-handed touch there. As she came down the left side, defense came up. She popped it in off the glass. Good job. 24-15. Back it goes to two digits. 26-15 as they go to Stone again. And Nellie is having a good second quarter here. She gets her third bucket, I think. Here's Holmberg again trying the three. That isn't there. As the shot tried to put back was Alexia. And then Lindsay Holmberg getting back. Blocked the shot, but she's going to get called for a foul. Lindsay gets her second then. Here in the first half, halfway through the second quarter, over halfway through the second quarter. It's a 26-15 score. And at the line for the Lynx will be Misty Ullery. So Misty, it's one more to go. Misses on the first, an 11-point lead. Lady Eagles toying with that single-digit to double-digit lead for Nenana. As the Lynx get the rebound off the second miss. Here's a three try. Not there. Holmberg doesn't get inside for the block out. But getting in there for the two-pointer then was Caitlin De La Rosa. Yeah, so De La Rosa makes it now 28-15. There's Nicole Gunnarsson trying to go cross court there, picked off by De La Rosa and ahead to Nikolai for two. The cross court pass is hurting the Lady Eagles right now. They've had a couple of turnovers that have been turned into 2 points, and there's a reach-in call on Nikolai as Brittany tries to drive around the double team. Boy, Gardner is good ball handling out there by her. And there she saves that pass inbounds and drops it off to Nicole out there for the shot. That one doesn't go. Chase out in the corner for the rebound. Last touch by the Lady Eagles. So a 30-15 score now with 2:20 on the clock in this first half. Nikolai has it for Inanna. In the corner, double team there. Lady Eagles can't get anything out of it. Nikolai touch pass into the hands of Misty Olery, and she gets the two-pointer. Watch out. Here comes Gardner. Drops it off to Gunderson there. Nicole, no shot attempt. Back to Holmberg. Now out front for the shot attempt. Hits the guy wire there. The three-pointer bounced high off the back iron. Was going to come straight down. That one coming off the shooting touch of Lila Gunderson. That's the shooter's balance. It would have been, but the guy wire part just touched that basketball. Oh, good interior play again by the Lady Lynx. The two-pointer goes to Caitlin De La Rosa, and the pass from the other girl has had a nice quarter, Nellie Stone. So for the Lady Lynx, now leading 34-15 with 1:20 on the clock. The Nana boys are getting into some of the cheering now. It's down inside. Holmberg gets a pass down low. Good spot. Lindsay misses it. And it will be Nana back in business. Nana coming up the one-minute mark here. And here's going to be a steal. Good job there by Lila. Stepping into the passing lane. Lila back the other way for two. Off the right side of the glass and in. Lila, good focus on that. She had a defender. I think that was Nikolai right with her. See now, moving the ball well. Stone gets it out on the wing there. The shot missed. Holmberg getting a piece of it again. That's Lindsay. Couple of block shots. And Lindsay with the rebound here. Quick outlet pass to Brittany. Gardner brings it up the left side. Still left-handed dribble. Nikolai tight with her. Now to Gunderson. Gunderson has it knocked out of her hands there by the Lynx. Nikolai leading the break. Back to Nikolai it goes. She's got two. Julie Frankson with that pretty assist. Back to Nikolai as they had the two-on-one. 36-17, winding down here. Just 5 seconds to go. Girls are going to have to get it up. Holmberg tries it. Nope. That's a good idea to get that shot up when she did. It wasn't a bad look at all, but bounces free. And after one half of play, Sandpoint Lady Eagles find themselves down now 36-17 after toying with that single-digit lead through much of the second quarter. Well, they got 10 minutes up on the halftime clock, but we're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be right back with our halftime stats. We'll get it back to Virgil there in the studios and back here in 2 minutes from Sioux Valley High School just outside of Talkeetna.
The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP.
Once again, a big thank you, and I've got a list of underwriters that have helped to bring and make this basketball possible. Big thank you to the Illusions East Borough, the City of Sandpoint, the City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, the Alaska Commercial Company in both locations, King Cove and Sandpoint, and across Alaska for 150 years, Barefoot Inn, Cold Bay, Tel-Alaska, Peninsula Airways, all sponsors of high school basketball on community radio, locally owned, locally operated, 830 on your AM dial, streaming live around the world at apradio.org. We're also simulcasting this game on our latest addition to the broadcasting world, KAEB 91.9 FM. Pretty much you can only pick it up on Pop-Off Island. But right now, we did the Beatles the last set of games. Let's play a little bit of the Stones. And actually, I am going to do, where is that? There we are. I'll do this, and we'll go back to Carl.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Well, I went over my allotted 2 minutes, but here's Carl back at Sioux Valley.
Well, and Virgil is covering for me, folks. That's how good board operator does. No, I had to run across and just make sure we had the new numbers on there correctly. But AC Buenaventura, we were like, well, no, wait a second. They changed numbers here in Faith Carlson. So they had some new uniforms, and we got them correct. The girls came out very strong here at Sandpoint Lady Eagles. They came out. They pressed me, Nana. Caught them off guard. And I think a good job by Coach Raynell Gardner to give the girls confidence early, but this Nenana team, remember, they're second last year in 2A state. They played in the championship game against Bristol Bay, and they had them on the ropes, were within a minute of potentially winning the championship and didn't. So the girls that played on that team, four of them are starters here today against your Sandpoint Lady Eagles. And the Lady Eagles came out, jumped out to got the first bucket of the game, 2-0. Nenana tied it. They got the next bucket of the game. It was 4-2 Eagles. Nenana tied it. They got the next bucket. It was 6-4 Lady Eagles. And then Nenana tied it and said, wait a second. We need to do more than just play catch-up with them. And off they went. There was an 11-0 run at that point, and they jumped into a double-digit lead, which the Lady Eagles toyed with in the second quarter, much to the second quarter, getting it to 9 a couple of times. And then back to 11 or 12 or go. And then at the end, a run out by Nenana, a couple turnovers, and bingo, it's 36-17 here at the half. For the Lady Eagles scoring, nicely done, Brittany Gardner. Good driving by her, 6.7 points for the lanky Lindsay Holmberg, and a couple of block shots, so good job by her. With 2 points, Lila Gunderson, and with 2 points also was Alexia Holmberg. So the girls getting scoring from four of their players. We're about 5 minutes away from the second half, and we'll send it back. Remember, all your sponsors that help underwrite the programming and basketball broadcasting here, support them anytime you can. Thank them for doing a great job for the programming here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP. That's the voice of the Aleutians out there in Sandpoint. Back to Virgil and the station. I'm back to second half action in 5 minutes.
All right, put my mark on the board, and we'll give Carl a break. Doing a great job out in Sioux Valley. Small schools broadcasting and promotions. Yeah, it's great. We're in full swing of our road trip. We're at the Crowley Classic. In the meantime, like I had said, we did the Beatles the last set. We are going to do the Rolling Stones on this one.
Love me, love me, love me.
Hey, you are tuned in right now to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM, King Cove, Alaska. You hear on the radio us talk all the time about people who make these programs possible, and those are our corporate underwriters. But really, this isn't about corporate underwriters. KSDP and the services we provide are about the listeners. You, the people in our communities who tune in to hear the programs that you need. Fish reports, news, weather, basketball programming, entertainment and music, all sorts of things that come only through KSDP in our region. We need you to support and be a member of KSDP. If you haven't been a member before, it's really easy. For a donation of any amount, you can come down to our station and become a member. It really makes things happen around here, and it really shows the support to the world outside that KSDP has here in the Aleutian East Borough. So please do not wait. Become a member of KSDP. We really need your support right now in the time of fiscal budget cuts that we are in. Membership has never been more important. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great day.
Sit down, shut up, don't dare cry. Things will get better if you really try. So don't you panic, give it one more try. Don't you panic, give it one more try. You got a girl that doesn't do the all she cries. The day turns in the night, you try to satisfy. You bring her all the things she wants, you don't improve. You think you give her up, so you never move. So sit down, shut up, don't dare cry. Things will get better if you really try. So don't you panic, give it one more try.
Cut that Rolling Stones off, and we'll go back live to basketball action.
Well, we're just starting the second half here, folks. Listen to the Voice of the Aleutians, KSDP coverage of the Sandpoint Lady Eagles here to start. The Eagle boys will follow tomorrow. A bunch of games as King Cove in this 16 tournament will play two games apiece tomorrow for the rookies and the T-Jacks. And then Sandpoint will also return to the court first thing in the morning at 8:30, Lady Eagles, and then followed by the Eagle boys at 8:30 and 10 tomorrow. So six games tomorrow coming your way. And here's one or two from the line for to start for AC Buenaventura for the Lady Eagles. Start this second quarter, or second half. Fouled on the very first play, and so... The Eagles get on the board first. Let's see if they can duplicate that little morning start in the first quarter start. Now this one, Tremley inside, she's a tough post-up player. And Holmberg, the sophomore, just got caught by the quickness. She's a well-built young lady and good strength. And she just used her strength there to beat Holmberg. Holmberg with the foul. The bucket went, too. And now here's Nellie Stone after she missed the free throw. They bounce it around in there, and Stone comes up with a two-pointer. So a 40-18 score. Ball tipped free by Nikolai. Right into the hands of the Lynx. And back the other way, Nikolai 4-2. So Ninana, after withstanding that opening first couple of minutes of the Lady Eagles, they have just taken control here in this ball game. For Holmberg. Now Lindsay drops it down into the hands of Nicole Gunderson. Ball picked away on the pass out, and it's Tremblay back the other way for two. Gardner trying to be there, but Tremblay, again, we talked about her strength. She's a powerful ball player for this 2A team. And actually, the... almost a foul in there by Lila Gunderson, but no call as Gardner with a block and then a save on the sideline there by Tremley. Stone with it. gets it back on the return pass. This one misses. There's a rebound by Nicole Gunderson. Senior gets it out to Brittany. Gardner comes down the left side again. Off the glass and in. She's unstoppable on that. Brittany Gardner with another two-pointer. Left side comes down anywhere within a couple of feet of the key, and she can bank that in off the glass. Tremley down low. Does the same. Post up again. In 4-2 off the glass for the young lady. She's not tall, but she's just very crafty with the basketball, uses her body well to create space. Here's Holmberg. Nice try from the outside. Misses. Rebound put back by Nicole Gunderson. Senior with her first bucket. 46-22 score here. About 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And for... that's worth picking up. That might help. I just found one of the knobs I needed to turn. That's why there's guys like Virgil in the station, guys like me not near the station. There's a two-pointer for Nikolai. As I'm good with about an on-off button and maybe one or two things, and that's it. Here's Gardner. Now she goes right. That's good to see her take it to the right side. They're getting used to her going left. But that's her strong end for sure. Here's a shot from the 15-foot line. Not good as Holmberg tracks it down. That was Nicole with a good look. Just didn't drop. And Lindsay came up with the rebound. Not to the floor they go. And a tie-up. This will belong to Ninana, I believe. And for Ninana, leading 48-22 right now. They put it into play. Tremley puts it down in the lane there to Caitlin De La Rosa. Off her hands out of bounds. The Lady Eagles defense stiffens up there. A good interior play by Ninana offensively, and that was the type of defense you want to see. Dribbling by Gardner, got the double team, kicks it out to Lila out there for the shot. She misses on a good look. And now a battle for the ball underneath is Alexia Holmberg still after, along with Gunderson. And I think that's going to be Nicole picking up the foul, her third. So Nicole, or maybe Nicole's fourth then. Fourth foul for Nicole? Yeah, it is. Oh, no, they got it as their third up there. So we'll take it as the third as well. And this shot from the outside, good for Ninana. As that three-pointer, Julie Frankson. Boy, I'm not used to this three-point line yet. The girls certainly seem to be, but me picking it out there, it isn't working that well yet. Nice cut back through by Nikolai on the pass from Frankson, and she gets two off the glass, 53-22 it goes to now. Third period, over half gone. Sandpoint girls got the first point of this quarter, and then it was off to the races for Ninana as they've outscored the girls 17-5 here in this quarter. And a timeout for Sandpoint. We're going to talk things over a little bit. Plus, they're also going to get in Faith Carlson coming into the game. Faith and AC Buenaventura, also good minutes in that first half. AC handling the ball well, too, and I think she picked up the bucket there. No, she didn't, but for both girls, they that's right. Let's see. For Buenaventura, she actually was number 20, and Carlson number 22. So, and it's Carlson coming into the game right now. So let's see if the height will help there. They're going to double post up there, Faith, along with Nicole. And here's Faith setting up down the left side. They try to set up a little triangle over there. Nenana recognizes, overloads it defensively, and the girls still try to jam it in there. Tipped out of bounds last touch by the 10 point. You know, with a younger team like this, too, sometimes you've got to be able to recognize what the defense gives you. And I don't think they did that time. So, there's a bucket there, 55-22 now for Nenana, as Brittany Gardner in the corner, out to Lindsey Holmberg, finds Nicole down low. Nicole pushes that shot up on the baseline. Rebound comes off the legs of the Lady Lynx, battling in there with Carlson, the 10th grader. Brittany's got to get it inbound, and does, just in time to Nicole. Now comes out to Holmberg, Lindsey. Gardner, left side, off the glass, not there. Ball tipped by Carlson, right to Holmberg, bounces around and in. Lindsey with the two-pointer. And there's a near steal. Nicole's got it. As Brittany got a hand on it, Nicole came up with it. Nicole goes to the line for two shots. Good hustle by Gardner. A little buzz in the background there. Hopefully you're not getting it at that end. You're just getting it here. Not sure what's causing that, but never know. So, 1 of 2, 2 of 2 from the line for Gunderson, or 1 of 2 from the line, rather, for Gunderson. Makes it 57-25 as Nenana scores again. I was going to say 55, and they scored right as we did, guys. There's Nicole in the corner again, throws out, ball stolen away. Back the other way comes Frankson, misses on the shot. Rebound pulled out of there and handing it off to each other. They get it outside for a shot there from Jessica Peterson. She misses. This will be 10-point basketball. A minute and a half to go here, third quarter. Gardner gets free, comes down the left side. The throw out, though, Holmberg's pass, or Holmberg there, but the pass stolen away and scoring is Selma Standifer at the other end for Nenana. Now, Nenana mentioned the three girls coming back, actually four seniors back on the team. Three of them start. Well, one not here, Stofa, not here, so missing one of their starters. Here's a shot. Gardner at the other end gets knocked down. Gardner not afraid to put it up. Good play there by Jessica Peterson as she stepped over but a step late. And down went Gardner. Up she pops at the free throw line now to make two go. She hopes. And first one good. So Brittany, nice game for the junior here. She's a solid player, good performer, this young lady. Handles the ball well, good toughness. Took the physical foul there by Jessica Peterson, who she faked. That's why Peterson just knocked her down. And Peterson helped her back up, though. She misses on the second one. Rebound comes off, and Gunderson's going to get called for it. So that becomes Nicole's fourth foul this time. We can't get away with that one. So Nicole with number four here with just under a minute to go in the third will probably be taking a seat for a little while as back in the ballgame be Alexia Holmberg. Nenana with the basketball and a big lead, 59-26. Here's Frankson, three-pointer, 62-26. So Frankson buries the three out there as Gardner goes against the double team. Swings it over now and Buenaventura checks in. AC, whoa, she makes the move, gets her own rebound, slips it down inside. Faith misses a shot, but there's Holmberg for one put back. She misses, and now the foul called Nice job by AC Buena with Chura. And Faith Carlson in there, too. That girl's getting a giggle out of that. AC's still holding a hand over her mouth. She's smiling about what she got away with. Everybody having a good fun off of that one. Even Coach Gardner over there. Can't help but smile. Good effort by the girl. This one doesn't work either for Carlson. And Faith with that jump shot put back. The other way, Alexia with a steal. Saw it coming and gets it. As the girls miss on that one on the fast break. Quickly hustling up court. Under 10 seconds to go in the third. Here comes Frankson. Hesitation dribble. And I don't know if Gardner's going to get it off in time. She'll try it. Got a good look and missed it. But a good look anyway. 62-26 after three quarters of play. It's all Nenana here. But the Lady Eagles having fun and playing hard. We're going to be back in 60 seconds for the fourth and final quarter.
All right. One more 15-minute chunk left, and then we'll go to the boys in the meantime. Thank you, Alaska Commercial.
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint is a proud sponsor of high school basketball and KSDP. Serving the communities of Alaska since 1868, the Alaska Commercial Store offers groceries and other household items. For more details, 383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
Ooh, sounds like there's a mic pop in that one. I have to go in QC a little bit. But in the meantime, once again, thank you to the Aleutians Eastboro, to Goulds and Sons in King Cove, to the Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, to Tell Alaska, all over Alaska, to Pin Air, to the Shoemaking Corporation, to the King Cove Corporation, to the cities of both Sandpoint and King Cove. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are going to go back to high school basketball coverage. We have the Lady Eagles from Sioux Valley.
And the fourth quarter underway here at Sioux Valley. It's the Lady Eagles with the basketball. They're down big, but they are not giving up. And there is a shot by Holmberg to start things. Lindsay with a three-pointer. She's going to be tough down the road here as they get her open. That's a great-looking shot out there. Not a lot of arch, but, boy, does it go in often. And that three-pointer got them started to 64-28. Back comes the Lynx with a two from Selma Standifer. And then now a foul on the Lynx. Get the two referee system here at this tournament, too. A lot of times three is what you'll see, but sometimes you get out in rural Alaska, you only see two. My feelings on that, I'll go, you know, I've learned to watch the 3-1-2, but I think I always like just two referees. They got to be really on their toes then, and they don't worry about taking somebody else's call. And I think these young fellows have done a nice job here from their district up here where they referee. Here is the shot for Nenana off there. The rebound put back doesn't go either for Peterson, that was. And back comes Brittany Gardner. Gardner in the lane. Oh, what a pretty shot by Brittany. As Gardner put up the lefty, and the girls don't get back. They leave it wide open at the other end. They put pressure in the backcourt, but they forgot to have somebody back. Kaitlyn De La Rosa gets the two back easy. And Gardner down on the left baseline, buried there, finds Buenaventura. AC over to Holmberg, misses inside. The shot put up there by Faith. That's just off, and AC comes out of nowhere to get the rebound. Now the shot there from the outside by Gardner. That one a little short, but a nice look. The girls not afraid to pitch it up there, and they're taking good shots. There's the ball bobbled there for Nenana back. Out on top they set. Peterson. Now over to Nikolai. Three on the way for Melissa, and she hits the three. 69-31. 6:03 on the clock here. And Carlson thought she was coming out. She was already hustling over to the bench. And instead, she gets inside and gets that post up, makes a two-pointer, Faith, for two. Good job. Holmberg, another piece of basketball in the shot. And Carlson with the rebound. Out it goes to Gardner. Here comes Brittany again, working the left side like she likes. Looking inside, Buenaventura there, but Brittany goes for the shot as the defense drops off. And this will be out of bounds off the long arms there of Lindsey Holmberg. Holmberg trying to keep her position and lean over. Had the ball, but that was Stanford. She's just a sophomore, too. She put some body on there. Nicole, half step slow there, back in the game. Nicole Gunderson, the senior for the Lady Eagles, but with four fouls. Got to be careful for that fifth. Here's Nicole with it. Keeps the dribble. Looks it up against the defense and goes over to Lila. Lila will bring it around to the right side where Gardner sets up. Gardner now working people around. She finds Nicole at the high post. Back to Gardner, right side. Over to Lila on the way. Rattles around, not in. Holmberg with one try at it. No, there's Nicole with another. That doesn't drop, and the girls battle underneath. They just can't get that one to go. As Alexia Holmberg, with a good look inside, bounced around, came out, and Nicole had one as well. 69-33. 4:39 on the clock here in the fourth. Nicole 71-33. A long two-pointer for Ninana. That one coming from the hands of Misty Jewelry. Jewelry trying to guard Gardner up there, and Brittany gets around her, now passes out. Back to Brittany it goes. She'll try the long three. This one misses. Ball off the hands of the Eagles to Ninan. That was Alicia in there trying to get that offensive board. Here she fouls at the other end. She gets caught a little bit out of position on that offensive rebound. It can cost her a foul call. But she stopped the shot for sure. And Caitlin De La Rosa will shoot two for the Lady Lynx. Lady Lynx up 72-33, and we'll keep it at that. Comes out to Gardner, Brittany. Working the left side. There's the cutter. Gunderson won't drop for her. Ball tipped back. Lila there with Nicole. Nicole had a nice cut and a pass from Gardner. Gardner's, I think, played every minute here. As has, I think, Lindsey Holmberg, too. So they got to get a little winded out here like this. I think those two players have played every minute here for this seven-person Lady Eagles team. So it takes a lot out of you. Here's Lindsey with it. Wanted to go over the top to Lila in the corner instead to Brittany. Thinks about firing. Now works it inside. Misses off the glass. Tries to get her own rebound. Lindsey takes away the... Briefly takes away the outlet pass, but back it comes to Ninana. Now for Ninana, new player in area. Sofa. Sofa is going to play then. The glass is knocked off a little bit. And area picks off the pass there and rebound pitch out. She gets some shape on her shoulder and stuff like that, so maybe that's why. Recovering from a little something. Here's Sofa. She'll fire. She's got it. Area. Sofa for three. 75-33. 2:50 to go here in the ball game. 10 Point has not played a bad ball game. They've just played a good team with lots of players. And there's a good shot there from Nicole Gunderson in the key. Gets the ball, turns, sees the opening, and puts it up for two. Back the other way for the Lynx. They miss inside once, but not twice, as this put back by Nellie Stone. Good for two. 77-35, 2:19 on the clock, and Brittany across the timeline, picked up by Nikolai. Now, on the side there, the Lynx forced the Lady Eagles into a miscue, and Stopa, good dribbling in the open court, gets it down on the break, finds that was Nellie Stone with the two-pointer from Stopa. Gardner, double team, going to be a foul called maybe. Let's see. As Nikolai came down on Stopa's ankle, I think, or not the knee out. Yeah. She's walking it off. I think that ankle. That ball on the floor as Nellie Stone throws it out, finding Ullery at the other end of the court. Nikolai goes by, fouled by Alexia Holmberg. A 79-35 score here. The Lady Eagles will pick up the loss in this one coming up, but they'll have a chance to bounce back tomorrow as they will take on, let me see. I know you can check the KSCP website there and have it there. And of course, I have it here but can't find it. But anyway, they've got the Reddington girls tomorrow. So, determines where they play on Saturday. You got to win the first day to play in the championship on Saturday, usually, but not necessarily sometimes in a 16 tournament. Just sets you up for it, that's for sure. 80-35 score here. As clock's been running now, so winding clock. Gardner with it. Brittany looking to get rid of it to Holmberg. Lindsay on the right wing there. Drops it back to Gardner. Open three on the way. Just about stuck it inside. Good put back there by Alexia. So Alexia Holmberg with the two for Sandpoint. And time's going to wind down here. Stopa ahead. It goes to Jennifer. And off the mark there. That's going to be the ball game. The score after our four quarters of play here in this opening round game at the Susitna Valley Crowley Classic. Your Sandpoint Lady Eagles at 37, but the Nenana Lady Lynx, runners-up last year at 2A State, they have 80. So the Lady Eagles tomorrow playing at 8:30 against Reddington. Their next game, they'll rest up and see if they can come out with this same effort and maybe have a few more shots dropped tomorrow. We're going to be back. Give us about 2 minutes on the clock. And we'll have the game wrap up and get you set for the boys' game coming up shortly. As you're listening to the Voice of the Illusions, 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint.
Carl Pulliam from Small Schools Broadcasting bringing you live high school basketball coverage. A little bit of a tearjerker right there, but we're going to move on to the Gentlemen Eagles and have a little bit more basketball today. Tomorrow morning, we're going to start off early at 8:30 a.m. with the Sandpoint Lady Eagles facing off against Reddington once again. And then the boys following directly after that. It'll be four games, boom, 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 and then we'll go to the evening. So 8:30, 10 o'clock, 11:30, 1 p.m., and then at 6:30 and 8. So a big day full of games. The next day, we will, which is Saturday, we'll start bracketing out and seeing where the playoffs begin. In the meantime, this is Virgil. This is KSDP. The schedule is available at apradio.org. That's the website for KSDP and KAEB, your FM radio station now broadcasting in Sandpoint, Alaska. In the meantime, here's one last thank you, thank you.
High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored by the City of King Cove. Encouraging everyone to cheer for the Rookies and T-Jacks as they close out their season. The City of King Cove is a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball. The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP.
And we're just going to go back live for the game wrap-up and take another break, but here is Carl.
Well, it was a good effort by the Lady Eagles, but a very talented Nenana team and a deep team as they play. Well, they have 12 players on the team. They came with 10 today. They played them all, and every one of them scored. And they don't even have, one of their sophomore players, Ashley Kwiak, wasn't even here. She was a pretty good freshman last year. Played in the final minutes of the state championship game as well as many minutes before that. So they are a very talented team. When you're practicing against good players like that day in and day out, and then you come in and play the games too, hard to beat a team like that when you're a younger team too after losing several of your seniors. Sandpoint Lady Eagles with just the one senior, Nicole Gunderson. Then three sophomores, three freshmen, two of them here on this trip, and the one junior, Brittany Gardner. For the Lady Eagles, Coach Raynell Gardner's crew had scoring from everybody that played as well. Or, let's see, actually, take that back. A.C. Buenaventura did not score, but boy, she had some nice time on the court. Made some good plays. Good little hustler out there, Ventura, as she picked up. Or she didn't pick up any points, but picked up a lot of hustle points in my book anyway. So, Lindsay Holmberg, she led the way, 13 points, double-figure scoring also for Brittany, and Gardner had 11. Also scoring then for the girls with 2 points was Faith Carlson on that putback, and good hustle by the sophomore out there. 4 points went for Alexia Holmberg. With 5 was Nicole Gunderson. And who did I miss? 2 also for Lila Gunderson for the Lady Eagles. The boys coming up, it's going to be a bit of a wait here. We got up to a good start on that game and a well-played game. Not a lot of fouls. Didn't get into the bonus until late in each half for only one team. So we've got 21 and a half minutes on the clock here before the next game, so lots of time. We'll take some time then, too. In fact, I'll probably just go ahead and send it back to the station. We'll call Virgil back up in about, around 18 minutes or so, get us in upset or up and going. As the boys will be taking on the Lynx as well, so Nenana with Sandpoint coming up 21 minutes from now, and all right here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP, the voice of the Aleutians in Sandpoint.